You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Settle in with a little bit of John and Gordy every afternoon here from 2 to 4. Of course, Dom will be in at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow on the program here, we will welcome in Jonathan Hansen. He's with the Hunger Task Force. There have been some federal tax cuts to their program, the Hunger Task Force. We're going to talk to Jonathan Hansen about that tomorrow on the show here.
Earlier we were talking about Social Security, and sometimes this administration, the administration of billionaires, they don't relate real well to people. So one of those moments occurred with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. I just love that guy's name, Howard Lutnick.
Lutnick. Get in here, Lutnick.
This guy's worth over $4 billion.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, he must know something.
And, you know, well, he does know something. You know, he knows what his mom is going through. Mm. And he come up with a very easy way of detecting fraud through his mom's reaction to Social Security. Why don't we check this out? Cut 200.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Do we have that?
I spring that on Cal. I probably did. 200.
Cal's looking for it right now, I think. Cal, let us know. Here we go.
Got it.
Okay. Lutnick.
I describe it to people this way.
Yeah.
Let's say Social Security didn't send out their checks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mother-in-law, who's 94.
Yeah. Right.
She wouldn't call and complain.
Mm-hmm.
She just wouldn't. She thinks something got messed up. And she'll get it next month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A fraudster always makes the loudest noise, screaming, yelling, and complaining.
Mm. Huh?
And the guys who did PayPal, like Elon knows this by heart, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Anybody who's been in the payment system and the process system knows the easiest way to find the fraudster is to stop payments and listen.
Yeah.
Because whoever screams is the one stealing.
Yeah.
Because my mother-in-law's not calling. I mean, come on, your mother, 80-year-olds, 90-year-olds, they trust the government. They trust, okay, maybe it got screwed up. Big deal. They're not going to call and scream at someone.
Oh, no.
Stealing always does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what happens is
it's a strange
you
standard.
Need to get to. So the people who are getting that free money, stealing the money, inappropriately getting the money, an inside person who's routing the money, they are going to yell and scream.
Mm.
But real America.
Yeah.
Will is give
going to be
the
rewarded
government,
because here's the key.
Benefit of the doubt.
Not one penny should stop going to, we're the richest country on earth. We're rich. We don't have to take one penny from someone who deserves Social Security. Not one penny from someone who deserves Medicaid and Medicare. What we have to do is stop sending money to someone who's not hurt, who's on disability for 50 years.
Oh, well, you know, anybody on disability for 50 years, certainly need to have their money taken away. You know, I can just hear his mom
this
right
is
now.
Pretzel logic.
His mother-in-law, I can just hear it right now.
Yeah.
Howard, you've got $4 billion. Yeah. I didn't get my Social Security check last month.
He's a buddy.
Really?
This is nuts.
I mean, if you miss a Social Security, that's your money for the month.
Yeah.
And you're not going to wait till the next month to say something.
No.
No one would do that.
Some people depend on every penny of their Social Security. That's the only thing that they have left. The elderly, the disabled.
That's a way a billionaire
from Mars.
Thinks.
He's from Mars, I think.
That's how they think. All right, now we're going to take some calls. Hey, do we have, like, some text here to get to?
There were a couple of texts a little earlier here. Let's see. Let's go back to, sorry, got to roll back up here.
Oh, there it
is. Is this the one? Hey, John and Gordy, I'm not sure if you remember, but a couple of weeks ago I sent two messages, one suggesting you guys are actually George Lucas and Norm MacDonald.
There you go.
I don't know what that means.
What's the other one right there, the fascist coup?
Was that up or down here?
No, you just went past
it. I went past it? Yeah. Here we go. I don't see it here, John.
All right. Well.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter, but if you do have a comment, please text us if you can. That would be fantastic.
Okay.
On the Civic Media app.
A couple I'm censoring as we go here. Here it is. Here it is. I'm not sure we will recover from this fascist coup. It is the most extreme.
It is.
This is Steve from Milwaukee. He had a couple of before that. We are in the fourth backlash by the rich class. We were talking about the four turnings.
Turnings, backlash.
Yeah.
I want to get to something, you know, talking about something like this. They were talking about the vandalism that's going on with Tesla dealerships,
yeah,
with the cars themselves.
People lighting cars on fire and attacking the trucks and everything, yeah.
And the administration has come out. I mean, Trump has come out.
Yeah.
He's put Pam Bondi in there to make sure that these people are treated as domestic terrorists.
Right.
Now, I have a real problem with being considered a domestic terrorist. By the way, if you agree to this, if you think it's a good idea, or you might say, you know, that's not a bad idea, get the message across, you are on the side of the terrorist, and she can come after you as well.
What?
Yes. So, you know, after...
So
this is the way I'm looking at it. If we have somebody who is firebombing a Tesla that's sitting on the side of the street, all right, you know, that's vandalism, right?
There's
a law that already covers that.
There's a law that covers it,
right?
Yes.
It's not domestic terrorism, although they can say because of Elon doing what he is doing to the government, you're trying to send a message, and it becomes political at that point, and then suddenly it's domestic terrorism. But, you know, you look back in the 60s when we protested the Vietnam War.
Yes.
And we, of course, turned over a few cars.
There were riots
broke a few
in
windows.
The streets. Yes. Yes, I remember.
We could have been considered domestic terrorists. We wouldn't have protests in this country anymore. You know, in this state, Governor Walker tried to make protest illegal if you didn't apply for a license and then take responsibility for everybody who participated in the protest. Now, you can't control everybody in the protest. You know, if they're all there and they're on your side, fine. But if they break a window, then you're responsible. You have to pay for that. You have to get insurance in order to have that protest. This is how they tried to make it illegal.
Right.
It didn't pass muster. Didn't work. But... again, they have people who actually go into these protests and they try to create trouble, agitators, to make it seem like that group was doing a bad thing. And they did this with Black Lives Matter protests all over the country.
Right.
They had agitators that went in, tried to frame these people.
Yeah.
And not everyone, but, you know, they did have people doing it. So who is the domestic terrorist? I mean, do we consider vandalism domestic terrorism, even though it is, you know, really kind of striking back at Elon, right? Now, I personally think that Elon kind of is a hired gun committing domestic terrorism by going into our administrative buildings, shutting them down, firing everybody, actually getting into the personal information and data that that these administrative buildings have. I think that's domestic terrorism. And no, even if it's...
You can make the point that,
So, you know, even if the president does sanction it, it's still domestic terrorism to me. I mean, he is tearing apart everything that we have in the government. And we're only going to find out how bad it is later on when we depend on all these services and all of these contracts and everything that is out there. We're already seeing it. We're going to be talking about the food banks being defunded. That's a recent thing. So we're, you know... I have a question about domestic terrorism.
Yeah. Well, these attacks on Teslas continue. You know, they've kind of been spreading, and you know, there's no sign that they're going to do a bait just because they're right. now going to be domestic terrorists. They're going to be called domestic terrorists.
Now, NPR had something on this. They said there is no domestic terror law, right? Mm-hmm. And the federal code suggests domestic terrorism include attacks that use weapons of mass destruction, okay? And an interesting note to that is that the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people with a weapon of mass destruction was never charged with domestic terrorism.
Really? Timothy McVeigh?
Isn't that weird?
No kidding.
Yeah. And then Tim Walz was out there. He was talking. You know, he's attending some of these town halls.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this. He said he checks, you know, the Wall Street ticker. Mm-hmm. And he says you need a little boost every day when he checks, you know, what's going on with Tesla.
Yeah.
And Pam Bondi said he was siding with domestic terrorists.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. That's, I know. It's crazy stuff, right?
Really got to stretch for that.
What is a domestic terrorist?
What qualifies as a domestic terrorist? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have some thoughts about that, give us a call. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842.
All right. Now, we've got a Daily Show clip here. This is cut 190, and they're talking about domestic terrorism.
Okay.
And I thought we'd just take a listen to this. It's also entertaining. So let's check it out.
And some people are not content to just scream about Elon in a high school gym. They're taking to the streets or the parking lots.
Tonight, the FBI and ATF now investigating multiple cases of possible arson targeting Teslas and Cybertrucks.
This dramatic video shows multiple cars in flames. Police say the attacker used Molotov cocktails. It's the latest in more than a dozen instances of arson and vandalism targeting Tesla.
The same suspect shot more Teslas with a gun. Tesla Cybertrucks were set on fire in Kansas City, and earlier this month, shots fired at a Tesla dealership in Oregon. Cybertrucks on fire in Seattle.
Wow, you guys like petty acts of domestic terrorism, huh? Wow. Okay, let me just say, nobody should be breaking the law and blowing up Teslas, especially because if you just wait a few minutes, they'll probably do it by themselves. And in case you're wondering why people might do this, some have been leaving helpful messages.
This is what Tesla employees in Encinitas saw when they arrived to work today. The vandalism is too graphic to show in its entirety. We blurred out the swastika on this white Tesla, as well as the F word on two different windows in front of the dealership. Nazi and scum were written as well.
Right.
Wow.
Pretty wild, huh?
Yeah. Got a text here from Brian in Milwaukee. So protesting against Tesla is considered domestic terrorism, but January 6th is considered an act of love.
Yes, that's what
Good
it was,
point,
an act
Brian.
Of love. Yes.
We will be back with more on the Maggie Dawn Show. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Cordy filling in this week. And we're taking your calls, your texts. Let us know what you think as we cover a few topics here on the program.
You can call us right now. Phone lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
You know, I was mentioning how I loved just talking about Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Just because of the name.
Lutnick.
Sounds like a character out of, I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
All right.
We got a text from
Little
Mark.
Little Shop of Horrors. That's I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yo, let's get to some text.
Should we read that one
before
from
we
Mark
get to
here?
Our next cut from Howard Lutnick?
Well, this from Mark in Prairie du Sac. He says, you likely can't read this one on the air. Oh, yes, we can, Mark. We're going to read it right now. Because of FCC restrictions, is it Lutnick or Nutlick or Licknut? same letters. He's just playing with the, you know,
he's
that's
just
all.
Moving it around.
Just
that's
moving
all
it around.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a big deal, right?
And we read that one. Let's see. What else have we got here? It's interesting you bring up WMD's Trump administration just changed the definition to include illicit use of fentanyl.
Wow.
As domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah.
Kind of going again too far.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get to, you know, Lutnick and his mother-in-law. You know, mother-in-law, if she misses a Social Security check, no big deal. You know, yeah. I already got $4 billion.
Help you me send out me a couple hundred.
Help me out this month.
Yeah.
So anyway, he has a hard time kind of associating with people. But here is another comment from him. He was talking about, you know, the fires and everything and the vandalism against these wonderful Tesla vehicles out there. They call them swastika cars.
Right.
Let's listen to Cut 197. And he's talking about, you know, maybe helping Elon out a little bit.
To build the next generation technology. I think if you want to learn something on this show tonight, buy Tesla. It's unbelievable that this guy's stock is this cheap. It'll never be this cheap again. When people understand the things he's building, the robots he's building, the technology he's building, people are going to be dreaming of today and Jesse Waters and thinking, gosh, I should have bought Elon Musk's stock. I mean, who wouldn't invest in Elon Musk? You got to be kidding.
I wouldn't. No, I actually wouldn't.
Yeah, it's actually not been doing very well lately.
Well, no one likes him anymore.
No.
You know, he's tearing apart our country before our very eyes.
Yeah.
But now let's hear. This is wonderful. This is Lutnick talking about robots. Tesla robots.
Okay.
This is too good. Let's just check it out.
Elon Musk is probably the best person to bet on I've ever met. And I think we all know that. I mean, gosh, in the same week that he saves astronauts with his rockets that he invented. Imagine that. He's building the coolest robots you've ever seen. Go online and look up Optimus. It is the coolest thing you've ever seen. We're all going to be buying robots. They're going to cost about $30,000. You're going to be buying a Tesla robot, and anybody who doesn't buy a Tesla robot is going to be silly. No one's going to be keying anything.
Silly.
Silly. Yeah, it's really silly if you don't have a $30,000 robot.
Yeah, just get
from Elon Musk.
Get two. Why not get two or three of them?
Optimus. Sounds like Optimus. Some kind of movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Some kind of science fiction disaster movie.
Robots.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine.
Well, okay, we have, I guess, you know, we've kind of run the course here. We're trying to come up with domestic terrorists. Who are they? How do we name them domestic terrorists in the first place? You know, it kind of bans all protests that we know that we do have. Oh, did you have a call?
Yeah, we do have a call. Whistler from Richland Center is with us this afternoon. Good afternoon, Whistler. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Hey guys, how you doing? Fill it in for Maggie. Or my, I don't know.
Maggie.
What you were talking about earlier, Social Security?
Yep.
All right. I worked for about 20 years in nonprofit housing. Never had a set aside, you know, a savings account or anything like that, or 401. But my wife worked for the county, for the city, or for the state. And now I only get just over $1,000 a month. If they do anything with that, and, you know, if the wife's Social Security, same thing, you know, we're up the proverbial creek, you know.
Yes.
But I love Civic Media, and you were just talking about Teslas. I thought about investing in Tesla when it first went public. I didn't. And, you know,
Good for you.
Mad that I didn't, but now I'm very glad that I didn't. Very happy, but this is tough, man. But it's a nice sunny afternoon here in Richland Center.
well, we're glad you enjoy it out there. Did you get any snow out in Richland Center at all?
Oh, just last night?
Yeah, yeah.
Past week? No.
The storm that just went through. little further north, I think. That's where it was.
Yeah, Richland Center's on Highway 14, about halfway to La Crosse. Yeah, there. I lived there for a while. And Whistler, thanks for that call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
I mean, there really is, you know, when you're talking about Social Security and then making it more difficult for people to get it, when you're talking about getting rid of departments that make the government run, when you talk about laying people off or firing them or say they were doing a horrible job, of course, where are they going to take that when they apply for their next job? Well, here's the recommendation. You didn't do so well. Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, you know. I mean, they're really trashing labor, workers in this country, and they don't have any respect for it. And these are billionaires, again, showing their true colors.
That's it. And, you know, talking about Social Security, I don't know when you had your first job, but I got mine, you know, when I was getting an actual paycheck.
Yeah.
I was maybe 14, 15.
Yeah.
But, when you get it and you're seeing the deductions and Social Security, we paid into it our entire lives.
Yes.
Every job that you've had. And to think that now all that money that you invested or that you were required to invest, you're not going to get it back.
People don't miss checks from Social Security.
Right.
And now they want people to miss their checks from Social Security. Getting us ready for it.
Yep. Brief time out here. We will be back. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. Yeah.
Show John and Gordy in the morning filling in this afternoon for her.
That's right. We're doing double duty all this week. Normally, we do the morning show every morning from 6 to 8 a.m. here in Madison, where we're broadcasting from today in the brand new studio. And we'll be on the air tomorrow morning here in Madison and all this week filling in for Maggie in the afternoon. We want to mention today is the first day of our Text to Win statewide contest, Break into Spring, and there are several chances throughout the day for you to enter into the contest, and those happen at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., so there'll be another chance to win when Dom Salvio comes in at 4 o'clock. He'll announce the next keyword. Every day there are prizes to be won, daily chances to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, $100 cash, and plus every time you enter, you get into the grand prize drawing. Those entries go into the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So you can enter by just downloading the Civic Media app and then listen every day, Monday through Friday this week. And next week, and again, the next chance to win is in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I've got a cut here from Steve Schmidt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Political consultant.
Yeah.
Conservative, right? But he is a anti-Trump guy the way.
He ran John McCain's campaign back in the day. Yeah.
And he helped get Sarah Palin involved.
Yeah.
Help us all.
I don't think he really wants to be known for that anymore.
But he is making a name for himself for his wild and manic opinions, and he's got something about the burning Teslas out there. So let's get to cut 13. This is Steve Schmidt.
Scott Jennings is on the edge of control here.
People ought to be put in jail and left there for a very long time and be taught a lesson.
So when they do it to a Tesla dealership, it's really bad. But when they do it to the halls of Congress, we should pardon them. Is that your position?
No, I know you haven't been around for a while, so let me educate you about my position about January the 6th.
I'm so sorry.
Let me educate you.
America's deputy president, Prime Minister Elon the richest man in the world, cries about the devastating drop of Tesla's stock price. Now, let's absorb the pity.
It's really come as quite a shock to me that there is this level of really hatred and violence from the left. I always thought the left, or the, you know, Democrats were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars, they're firebombing dealerships, they're firing bullets into dealerships, they're just, you know, smashing up Teslas. Tesla is a peaceful company. We've never done anything harmful.
True.
I've never done anything harmful. I've only done productive things.
So, no, you have.
I think we just have a deranged. There's some kind of mental illness thing going on here because this doesn't make any sense.
I've done nothing wrong. I just want to help people. Elon Musk has attacked government of the people, by the people, for the people, with his arrogance, with his carelessness, with his philosophy that holds because he is powerful and he is rich, that he is a king and you are an insect.
There you go. Steve Schmidt, kind of wrapping it up for us right there. One thing I do want to kind of set the record straight.
Yeah.
I'm not against I'm not against Teslas. Cybertrucks, yes. I think they're grotesque. and illogical, and falling apart as you drive them. But, you know, Tesla's a good car.
Right.
And it was very liberal, considered liberal vehicle to buy.
Yes.
The EVs were very popular, trying to save the environment. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes out and does all of these wacky, crazy, outrageous things, doesn't care about people, calls everybody fraudsters, and people who are trying to take advantage of the government and stealing. Well, you know, you get back what you send out, right?
Yeah, we're not advocating any violence
we're not.
Damn it, you know. And
by the way, people that bought the cars did a good thing. They were trying to do something good for the environment.
Absolutely.
So don't lash out at people with Teslas.
Right.
They couldn't predict this happening. No one
exactly.
did. You know, when we elected him, Trump, we didn't expect Elon to come in there and do all the dirty work. Right? We didn't expect that.
Yeah, that wasn't a part of the plan.
And now the Tesla investors are asking him to step down as CEO.
Right.
They want him to leave.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole board of directors told him, you know,
take a hike.
Take it.
We
hit
don't,
the door.
Yeah. Well, you think, it's not like, you know, Musk is going to leave total control of the country to Trump. Yeah, he wouldn't do that. Mm. So anyway, and speaking of Trump, he basically overpromised, and we know that. You know, he hasn't done anything about the price of eggs, right? But he underperformed. We do know that, and we're seeing the effects of that right now. Well, gas went up, but gas went up basically because it's a formula change, I understand.
Yeah.
So it's not so much, well, let's blame Trump anyway. He would. So this is a little clip collage from The Daily Show about Trump overpromising and then underperforming. Let's check this out.
Starting on day one of my new administration, we will end inflation and we will make America affordable again.
Since Donald Trump has taken office, layoffs are mounting, hiring is slowing, consumer confidence is eroding, and inflation is picking up speed.
A vote for Trump means your groceries will be cheaper.
If you were banking on cheaper groceries, think again.
We have to bring bacon and eggs and everything, we have to bring it down.
The price of bacon up 4.1%. And eggs overall, year over year, are up 53%.
We want crystal clear, beautiful water, and we want clean air.
The Trump administration rolling back dozens of air and water regulations.
We're not going to touch Social Security or Medicare.
Elon Musk indicated he's now eyeing cuts to social programs like Medicare and Social Security.
Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine totally settled.
The fighting continues in Ukraine and Russians dropping bombs from drones.
And I will end the chaos in the Middle East. We don't have to have people dying.
The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has collapsed.
The freedom to speak our minds, it's given to us by God, and no one should have the power to take that right
away.
Trump posted, all federal funding will stop for any college, school, or university that allows illegal protests.
We are a nation whose stock market continued success is totally contingent on MAGA winning the next election.
Another massive sell-off on Wall Street, one of the market's worst days in years, with the Dow plunging nearly 900 points.
Everyone is calling it the, I don't want to say this, it's too braggadocious, but we'll say it anyway, the Trump effect.
Well, it is the Trump effect. Too much winning, you know. I hate it when there's too much winning. Catherine had a nice comment there.
Yeah.
It's not the lefties bombing these stupid cars. It's angry people who knows what party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate
those
comments.
I mean, a
comments.
Lot of people are angry at this point. I mean, not just the left, but these areas where they have the town halls in the red counties.
Yes.
These people are really, really angry. I'm almost afraid, by the way, of having Democrats appear at these these town halls, only because they're getting... they're getting the heat.
Yeah, they're getting an earful, too. Yeah, but, yeah, a lot of the people that are coming to the town halls are Republicans that are mad. They're both sides. Everybody's mad.
It is.
It seems like it at the town halls.
It's something else. And, you know, I'm still waiting for the Doge dividend check.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm hoping to get that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll get it about the same time I get my check from George Soros.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere around that time.
Yeah.
But
don't hold your breath. I don't think those have been approved yet.
Yeah. No one can figure out, you know, if there's going to be any kind of savings for Musk to pass out these Doge checks. Now the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, said the federal deficit increased by 5% in February.
Whoa.
Driven by a 7% rise in spending compared to the same time last year. Oh, when Biden was president. I don't get
spending.
That. And by the way, $308 billion were spent in February. So I don't think they're saving too much money.
Seems like a lot.
The latest CBO figures raised doubts about the plan's feasibility. The federal government borrowed $1.1 trillion during the last 5 months. Okay. Including $308 billion in February alone. The federal budget policy previously told Newsweek, the only way we are going to see a Doge dividend at the current course and speed is Congress pretending fake savings are real savings in enacting deficit finance tax cuts on top of the $4.5 trillion they want to give away to the wealthy in tax cuts.
Well, it hasn't slowed down Trump's golf game. Every time he goes golfing, it costs a few million dollars, right?
I think out of 18 weekends, he's golfed 17 of those
something
weekends.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
He went to his New Jersey golf course just the other day. So he's, you know, he's splitting his time between Mar-a-Lago. Have you seen those videos, by the way, of those parties they've been holding at Mar-a-Lago?
Pretty wild stuff, isn't
it? Those cost a few million.
I got to kind of describe it because we looked at it this morning.
Yes, right.
And they have these giant people, you know, on stilts.
Well, they're
you know,
kind
like
of,
the
yeah,
clowns.
Yes.
Like the clowns in
but
the
they're
circus
all lit up.
On stilts.
Yes.
But they're lit up with LED lights and TV screens on their chest.
On
and
their disco floor that's all lit up.
Yeah, big top hats.
Yeah, very strange.
It's like this wild dream nightmare of some sort.
They're living it up at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, they do love it.
Yeah.
They do love it.
Phone lines are still open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you have a comment or a question, you can chime in. Get a hold of us here.
I've got this. This one thing. I do have
got
to get
a couple of minutes
chest.
Here.
I guess you know, Starlink is happening all over the place. I told you they're getting rid of fiber optic to put Starlink in instead, which is much slower than fiber optic
in rural areas.
Yeah, in rural areas, they're stopping that rollout. They're doing a lot of different things with Starlink. By the way, Musk is pulling Starlink from Turkey because he doesn't want people reporting. About the massive protests against Erdogan's regime.
Is that so?
Yeah, he's trying to silence the opposition to Erdogan. Okay.
Isn't this something?
Yeah. Well, here's Rachel Maddow. This is cut 214. I think we have have enough time.
Got a couple of minutes here.
Do we?
No.
All right, let's play this. 214 about Starlink.
We have that, Cal?
We can always wait.
We've got this weekend, okay, Elon Musk threatening our ally Poland, which is more than doubling its army, talking about nuclear weapons and preparing to be invaded by Russia. We've got Elon Musk threatening them, saying, you know, my Starlink system, my system is what is determining the course of the war right now. So be quiet, small man. He actually said that. Be quiet, small man.
Wow.
It's my technology, my Starlink system that is deciding the war. I'm the one. And while we've got Musk behaving that way against one of our allies when it comes to Starlink, we apparently are simultaneously giving over all U.S. airspace to Starlink as well by letting him take over U.S. air traffic control technology at the FAA, installing his own company in place of the companies that have been cleared by the FAA to provide that technology.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
It is.
And he can pull it anytime he wants. You know, he can leave everybody stranded.
That's
a private business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We will continue here. We've got a few leftovers, some odds and ends, this, that, the other.
We sure do.
Coming up as we fill in for Maggie Dawn, it's John and Gordy on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Okay.
We're gonna.
We will do that. It's John and Gordy on Civic Media Radio Network, in for Maggie Dawn. Maggie returns next Monday. We will be here all week. Tomorrow on the show, we will be talking with Jonathan Hansen from the Hunger Task Force. And we're going to talk a little bit about the federal tax cuts to their program and how that's impacting people in Wisconsin.
Yeah, small farms,
mm-hmm.
$500,000 grant canceled.
Yeah.
And you know why they're doing it?
Why?
DEI.
Oh, is that right?
Everything is DEI now.
Diversity, who knew? Equity, and inclusion. Yeah, really?
We're going to get into that.
Okay.
And we'll play a cut from Pete Buttigieg he describes the opposite of DEI.
All right.
So we'll have that. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, maybe everybody would kind of want to hear something positive?
Yeah, let's end in a positive note today.
Yeah,
show,
something uplifting.
Okay.
We're going to walk around town saying, hey, I heard something really positive today.
Yeah? Okay, what do you got?
As you scream it from a corner street someplace, no one's listening to you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, AOC is out there, you know, town halls, large crowds.
Touring with Bernie
Sanders. Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, they've been having some huge crowds.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And she's getting quite the reaction out there. So let's listen to this cut from AOC.
Okay. We got cut.
206.
206.
Then line up 207, and then 208.
Here we go.
There we go.
All right.
And they will throw out every label and judgment and cultural debate in the book to keep us distracted, folks. This is what the focus on trans kids is all about. Come on, 1% of the entire population.
I like this.
If people want to have conversations about that, take it to the NCAA. It doesn't need to be on the floor of the United States Congress.
There you go.
We need to be taxing the rich on the floor of the United States Congress. We need to be establishing guaranteed health care on the floor of the United States Congress.
Yes.
Not erasing American history on the floor of the United States Congress. We need to be passing a living wage on the floor of the United States Congress.
Wow, man, if every Democrat sounded like that, oh, yes.
There you go.
Now, AOC is showing how campaigning all the time can change America with large crowds listening to and shouting approval. All right? So this is a Republican district, by the way.
Mm.
So here's another, here's something else from her, and this is a wonderful comment as well. Let's check 207 out here.
But I'm here to remind you that we are not powerless in this moment. People are starting to put the pieces together. And ironically, the most divisive forces in our country are actually bringing more of us together than before. And that's important. And I want to let you all know, in every single stop that Bernie and I have had in the last couple days, we were in Nevada a couple days ago. We were in Greeley, Colorado, way out there in Colorado. We went to Denver. Every single stop has completely blown out all attendance projections. 3,200 people in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Out in Greeley, we went to a Republican congressman's district, Gabe Evans, who, you know, he just got elected. Usually your first 3 months on the job, you're on your best behavior. This guy hasn't held a town hall once. So we said, you know what, let's go out there. We'll hold our own town hall. We thought, wildest dreams out there in Greeley, we thought maybe 2,000 people would show up. 11,000 people.
Wow.
Came out to Greeley.
Yeah.
Then we went to Denver. And out in Denver, Colorado, again, our wildest dream, we were like, maybe we can get like, what if we got like 20,000 people out in Denver? Last night, 34,000 people.
Whoa. Man.
In Denver showed up.
Well. Guess
that's amazing.
Guess the Republicans should be heading out there and in their district sometime and seeing, you know, if they can draw in the crowds.
Right. Yeah. See how many people they can show up.
I'm thinking not. Right. No. They don't want to do it. And you know, Derek Van Orden.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling the people that show up as at his town halls Nazis.
Is that so?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they are. Yeah. We'll have a story tomorrow. I just thought of it. Maybe we'll bring that in.
Okay.
But this hit the fan. I just thought this is just fun. How much time do we have?
A little under two.
No, we don't have it. We don't have
time for it. We don't?
No, it's all right. No. Okay. No, this, you know, anytime I can hear from Rand Paul.
Oh, yeah.
He's a libertarian.
Yes, he is. Right? Always has been.
And libertarians have the craziest ideas. And now that they've taken apart the Department of Education, or at least most of it anyway.
Dismantling it, yes.
He has an idea. Just a smoking idea.
Rand Paul does.
Yeah. And all of a sudden it just hit the fan. And just before it came in, I thought I'd bring it in. But we don't have time to play it.
Well, we'll get to it tomorrow. All right, we've got two shows to do
tomorrow. Can we just put off the next show and just, you know, play this thing?
No.
Oh.
No, we can't.
Okay.
Well. No. Unfortunately, that's not the way it works.
I want to say hello to Sherry. Thanks for the hello.
Yes, we appreciate all the calls and all the texts. And once again, tomorrow we'll be filling in for Maggie, as we will all this week from 2 to 4. And you can always listen to John and Gordy. We are on mornings 6 to 8 on WMDX. So if you have the Civic Media app, you can check us out there. Dom Salvia is coming up next. And we will be back tomorrow with our guest, Jonathan Hansen from the Hunger Task Force, when we fill in again for Maggie Dawn. Thanks to Cal for pushing all the right buttons and switches. We hope you have a great day. Dom Salvia is next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.